This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel in New Orleans. In fact, in the French Quarter with our commentator, Andre Codrescu.
Hello, Robert.
We're going native with you this year, Andre.
Happy Mardi Gras.
And as we're sitting here, curbside, a group is approaching.
It's the mystic social drinking clue of Comus. They have flash FEMA costumes. There's a sailor and some indescribable... there's your FEMA trailer or mine. Two trailers.
These are people with cardboard boxes around their waists.
Right.
It says, your FEMA trailer or mine. There are a lot of FEMA jokes this year in Mardi Gras.
Well, there has been a sea of blue tarps. Blue tarp is the new flag of New Orleans.
The roofs that are damaged are covered with blue tarps, and so it's a...
Yes, the other team is Tate Refrigerators. People put their refrigerators on the curb, and they become an instant occasion for art and graffiti.
Now, while the big parades, Zulu and Rex, are going down the official parade route, we are awaiting a local parade of the French Quarter.
We are waiting for St. Anne's. St. Anne's Parade is a neighborhood effort, and it's satirical, and it's fun. Last year, there were 1,500 people in it, each one in costume. So we'll see what they came up with this year.
Now, in the St. Anne's Parade, is there a hierarchy and a king or a queen?
This is the only parade, I think, that has its hierarchy confused. There's no aristocracy. There are no rank.
On this day, the French Quarter is... I don't want to in any way disparage your neighborhood. It's home to many eccentrics on a good day and on an average day.
Oh, well, that's the reason to be in the Quarter and move to the Quarter, because it tolerates almost every eccentricity there is.
But today, eccentricity to the umpteenth power.
Well, this is traditionally the last bohemia in America. It's the urban bohemia, so people are weird every day of the week. Hello, fellow devil.
Happy Mardi Gras. Some people throwing us kisses. To some extent, the people who dress up for Mardi Gras here in New Orleans, the French Quarter and elsewhere, to some extent they're doing it for the tourists from out of town who are coming to see Mardi Gras. But they're also doing it for each other.
I don't even think they think about tourists when they come out. They work on it for themselves.
For themselves.
And it's a way to do something ritually every year that sums up the year. It's almost a kind of an ode to or expression of whatever it was the year was about.
I'm not sure if all cities have a sense of humor, but this city has a sense of humor. A very ironic sense about itself.
This city has an art of humor. It has not just a sense of humor, but an elaborate and thought-out satirical sense that probably goes right back to that medieval France. Did you make that yourself?
Yes, we did. And we're the gumbo pot. We got New Orleans gumbo and Katrina gumbo.
Earlier we saw, by the way, a couple of bicycles decked out with painted foam rubber into exotic creatures. And on the back, there's just a little flap saying FEMA sucks on the back of it. Yeah.
Right, that's going to be a lot of the team this year is FEMA sucks and those symbols that are in every house, which is the new language, written language of New Orleans, or new hieroglyphs.
Are these X's with codes of what date the house was visited in one place and which agency did it in another and what number of pets were found? Or people.
One of the local columnists has collected his writings in a book called One Dead in Attic, which is... one of the inscriptions on one of the houses.
Marjorie is here. How do you do?
Somehow my house missed getting the mark of death, but it was flooded. So I decided to become my own watermarked house.
Oh, that's the water line on your...
I see. There's a mark coming up your pant legs, which represents the ring, sort of bathtub ring that's on
ring
every
around the collar around the city that exists.
And then on your top, on your white t-shirt, you have the orange spray-painted X.
Right.
921, as if that your house was searched on September 21st.
Correct.
Directly below that.
I'm the living dead walking.
One.
So I am the one.
You're the one.
I am the one.
Number one below that.
And I just sort of made up my own code. This is Homeland Security, Louisiana.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Hey, happy Mardi Gras.
What do you call that?
How you doing? Nice one.
Excuse me, sir. Where'd you get your devil horns?
My friend Teresa makes them. And she makes them so good, they actually grow into your head after a while. So they really become part of your
skull. Is she nowhere around here right now?
There's a group of, they're called FEMA.
FEMA fairies.
FEMA fairies.
FEMA fairies.
And they're wearing... hats and skirts of blue plastic wrap.
Happy Mardi Gras, everyone!
George Bush Ferry Stick. Well, so far, this is the sorriest excuse for a parade. We'll have to hope that there are many more massing behind them. Or else people are still not here.
Well, it's more than an hour later, and a great many FEMA jokes and strangely costumed and half-naked people have gone by. And it turns out, Andre, it's not that the parade is incredibly small this year. It's so disorganized and late that they haven't come here yet.
Well, it imitates the chaos of the city, so they are laggardly, and here they come.
When the Society of St. Anne parade finally came, late, drunk, and chaotic, it was all worth the wait. The Storyville Stompers were playing, and the parade was bawdy, profane, and funny. There were people half undressed and people overdressed. A man with a Michael Brown mask wore the sign, "Heck of a costume, Brownie." Men with large protuberances over their breasts billed themselves as looters with hooters. Some paraders came dressed as mold, some as MREs. Our man Kudrescu turned out to be the most subtly dressed devil among many. He only wore horns. The others came dressed in red, head to toe. There were women in pasties and nuns' habits, and two men in feathers and G-strings, tinfoil cylinders sticking out of their groins. Signs and costumes mocked the president, the vice president, the vice president's hunting skills, the governor of Louisiana, the mayor of New Orleans, and relentlessly they mocked FEMA. We're back on the curb at the stoop with Andre Kudrescu, mini parader's costumes, and a couple of drinks later. I think we owe St. Anne's an apology. There was a real parade here.
Yes, I'm very happy that I didn't disappoint you, because the bulk of the paraders finally did come, and they were as resplendent and deeply surrealist as I had hoped.
But tomorrow is another day, Andre.
Well, tomorrow is going to be a day of enormous hangovers, literal, symbolic, and people will wash off the glitter and put on their work clothes and get back to the routine and drudge of doing whatever it takes to live in this place.
Well, it's good to see you, and thanks for showing us a surreally good time.
It's a pleasure, Robert. It's really, really good of you to be here.
Our commentator, Andre Kudrescu, who has been our guide to the St. Anne's Parade through the French Quarter. This is NPR, National Public Radio.